It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The sun is still coming up, but while it does, the moon is preparing to get into the act to create that heralded show in the sky called a total solar eclipse. We're headed to the path of totality with two members of the KQED science team, first to the Lost River in Idaho, to a field station where KQED science editor Danielle Venton is camping with a group of solar scientists. They travel the world hunting total eclipses, and they're getting ready to take their most sophisticated readings to date.
The field station is a day and a half drive from San Francisco. Drive north of Mackay, Idaho, turn down a single lane road, turn on a gravel road to another paved road, and then more gravel.
Hi.
It sounds like the middle of nowhere, but it's actually the center of everything. Scientists and technicians have come from all over the world to this camp, smack in the middle line of totality.
My name is Marcel Bielik, and I am from Czech Republic.
I'm Zhonghua Huang from Shandong University in China.
I'm Dr. Joseph Hutton from Aberystwyth University in the United Kingdom.
These are three researchers from a group known as the Solar Wind Sherpas. The Sherpa part of the name comes from their habit of hauling fancy telescopes all over the world in search of total solar eclipses.
So we try to answer just what is going on in the solar atmosphere at the time of the eclipse.
The Solar Wind Sherpas estimate the temperature and density of the gas flowing out of the sun, whether there are any current eruptions on the surface and what direction they're headed. They're even measuring how the Earth's magnetic field responds to the eclipse.
Given that the moon perfectly fits over the disk of the sun, that represents a very near perfect block of the light coming from the solar disk, which reveals the light from the corona, the sun's atmosphere, in unparalleled clarity.
The group's next opportunity to gather data during a total eclipse is in 2019, when they'll be in Chile. So they need to make the most of today's opportunity. Timing is crucial, so they're practicing, down to the second, how they'll collect data during the eclipse.
Okay.
Jay Hale, a mechanical engineer from Arkansas, helps build some of the equipment used by the team. He's keeping time during the eclipse, coordinating what should be a data-gathering ballet.
Open the windows.
10 minutes before totality in the test run, the team opens up the telescope tent. This gives them the chance to calibrate equipment. Normally, their gear is shut up in air conditioning, protected from extreme temperatures. They even drape the telescopes with beach towels. This is some valuable gear, says Hutton.
You could easily buy it. Probably two good-sized houses with the equipment inside that tent.
The next few minutes pass incredibly slowly. Hutton, Hale, and the rest of the team are a little stressed.
Seconds are really a long time.
When you're watching a clock, it goes slowly, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're all going to be like tense. Yeah. 1 minute.
When the minute is up, a scientist pushes a button on a computer to timestamp the observations.
Now, the next thing, remove foil covers.
The solar shield covers can come off the telescopes once the sun is blocked enough to not damage the equipment.
And 30 seconds to total.
After another long half minute.
Begin total.
This is where we don't breathe for 2 minutes.
Yep.
Right. Certainly don't lean on your apparatus.
This same routine will play out during real totality at four identical Solar Wind Sherpa observing sites today. One in Oregon, two in Wyoming, and one in Nebraska.
Totality over.
Cover them up. That's the end.
That's it for another year.
Yep.
Everyone exhales. Technician Stephen Fern sums it all up.
Sort of 2 years of preparation, 2 months of calibration, 2 weeks of sort of traveling for 2 minutes of panic.
No matter how well prepared these scientists are, they still get performance jitters. I'm Danielle Venton at the Lost River Field Station in Idaho.
Wow, that's cool. Now we're off to Madras in central Oregon. The small town is one of the most popular destinations for Californians who streamed north over the weekend to the path of totality. With a population of just 6,600 people, Madras has been preparing for an influx of some 60,000 people coming by car and airplane. KQED's Kat Snow has been there.
Hundreds of people pitched tents under airplane wings at Berg Air Municipal Airport, and hundreds more chose to camp in the dry field bordering the tarmac. Serena Higby from San Francisco anchors the corner of a very tall canvas tent. Her friend Moose Maravilla levers up a heavy pole to lift the roof above their heads.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hooray!
Maravilla says he had a chance to see a total eclipse in the Philippines when he was 12 and doesn't want to miss this one.
When I was a kid, I actually lived in a place with a totality, but I went to a Catholic school. And when the totality happened, the whole school had to go celebrate Mass, so I totally missed it.
It's like the one-in-lifetime chance, so we're here for that.
Across the way, Adolfo Rangel from Salinas is lounging in the shade with his wife and two children. They left Salinas Saturday morning at 6 and arrived at 8:30 that night. 6-year-old Jaden says it was a long trip.
We were bored and fighting because we wanted to play.
But he smiles when he thinks about what a total eclipse might look like.
I don't know, maybe the moon is going to light up.
Jaden clearly got his enthusiasm from his dad. Adolfo says he's excited to share his first total eclipse with his son.
Seeing the light trickle to the valleys in the moon when the sun is almost covered, and seeing the diamond ring on the moon, and seeing being able to see the corona and the filaments and the flares.
The airport is also hosting eclipse experts.
But the thing that always amazes me is that no matter how often I see an eclipse, it always is scary.
Ron Hipschman is the senior scientist at San Francisco's Exploratorium. This is his fifth total solar eclipse. And ever the educator, he issues a stern warning to eclipse watchers.
Galileo was the first person to look at sunspots through his telescope, and he spent the rest of his life partially blinded from that experience. You don't want to do that.
People sit around in their campsites, reading, playing games, escaping the heat in the airport office. It's a relaxed vibe here, a restful gathering of thousands, all waiting for one moment at 10:19 this morning. In Madras, I'm Kat Snow, KQED News.